So at this point, you might be thinking, well, Eric, this all sounds great, but am I to expect that these results are just going to pop out of thin air? That the moment I write down my goals, I mean, some little pixie fairy dust thing is just going to come and just throw these goals at me, these results at me? Of course, it is a process. Of course, it usually takes some time to make these work. When it comes to becoming skilled at something, there are four main levels to go through before you become a master, and achieving your goals is one of these processes. The first level is called unconscious incompetence. Unconscious incompetence, which means you don't know what you don't know. Years ago, I had the privilege of serving as a missionary down in South America, and as I was down there, I had to learn the Spanish language to be able to communicate with people. At first, of course, I had no idea what I was getting into. I mean, I knew that Spanish existed, but I didn't know what the words were. Before I began, I was very much unconsciously incompetent. As I became more and more accustomed, as I began to realize that there was a heck of a lot that I didn't know, as I tried to communicate with people and people couldn't understand me and I couldn't understand them, I began to become aware that I was very, very incompetent. I reached the next level, which is conscious incompetence, which means you begin to become aware that there are so many things in this realm that you still need to learn. After you begin to do it over and over and over again, you reach a level of conscious competence. Think about the first time that you learned how to drive. You didn't even know where to stick the key. You didn't know what the different gears were for. You didn't know where the blinker was. Maybe you knew where the horn was, because maybe as a little kid, you played around with it. I don't know about you, but that's what my three-year-old does anyways. But after a while, after doing it over and over and over again, you begin to become aware that, hey, you can do this. You've got this manual. If you forget where something is, you can take a look at, open up this manual. You can say, okay, this little knob here puts on the left blinker. I put the key here. If I turn it this way, it turns on the ignition. You reach a level of conscious competence. Finally, after doing it over and over and over again, you reach the highest level of unconscious competence, which means you don't even have to think about what you're doing. After being in South America for a couple of years, I didn't have to think about how I was going to convey certain messages. It just came out. I became very fluent in the Spanish language. Think about a time where you were driving home from work and you got distracted. Maybe you were thinking about something or listening to music, and all of a sudden you arrived at home without realizing how you got home. You didn't have to think about how you were going to get home, about which freeway exit to take, or which way to turn. You simply knew at an unconscious level how to competently arrive at your home. This same principle applies with setting goals. Once you begin to do this over and over and over again, once you begin to set goals and accomplish them over and over and over, your brain reaches a level of unconscious competence. What does this mean? Start with some smaller goals. You could have a goal to create a cookie on your dinner plate. That would be a pretty small goal. Or I don't know, maybe it's a really big goal, I guess, depending on what part of the world you live in. But for a lot of people, just getting a cookie onto your dinner plate could be a pretty small goal. Once you accomplish that, your brain begins to become aware that there are other things that you can do. You begin to move up those levels, those steps of competence, until you reach a level where you can start to go for the big ones and even bigger ones. I remember when I was first getting started with this, I was first getting started with my holistic healthcare practice. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have any business experience. So I remember setting the goal just to see 2 paying clients in a week. That's it. Just 2. I remember thinking, oh my word. How in the world am I going to get that? I mean, I don't have any clients right now. How in the world am I actually going to see 2 people in the same week and actually get them to pay me? Thankfully, I began to move forward. I began to take the action steps that I needed to take, and I ended up getting that goal. And then it moved to bigger goals and then bigger goals until I remember one time back in 2014, taking the goal off my vision board of seeing 100 paying clients in 1 week. In 1 year alone, it went from seeing 2 to seeing 100 clients in a single week. Oh, but Eric, this all seems really scary to me. I mean, is it really worth it? I remember going on a particular hike with my wife during our first year of marriage. If you're not familiar with Zion's National Park, it is absolutely gorgeous. It has all this red rock, all this incredible nature, and there is this particular hike that you can do called Angel's Landing, which is the steepest, tallest, most strenuous hike there in Zion's National Park. It takes a person who is really, really physically fit a good 2 hours to go up this hike because it is entirely uphill. I remember looking at the bottom. I remember we planned this hike and we finally arrived at the base. And I remember looking up saying, oh my goodness, we've got to get all the way up there. But my wife looked at me and said, you know what? You're going to be fine. Just put one foot in front of the other. Just take one step at a time. And that's exactly what we did. We began to climb higher and higher and higher, and there's this place where it's so steep you actually have to grab onto a chain and lean your entire body weight against the mountain to keep from falling off and falling to your death. But we continued to climb higher. We got to the very top. There was no one else there, and we looked out over the rest of the park, and we were just in awe at how peaceful it was. Your dreams might seem scary, my friend. The pathway to accomplishing those dreams might seem treacherous, but keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep moving forward because it is amazing to actually get there. Oh, but Eric, what happens if I actually accomplish my dream? I mean, now what do I do with the rest of my life? Well, that's the best part. Once you get your dreams, you get to go create a new one. Once you get your dream, you can turn around and help others reach theirs. My friend, never be complacent. Again, if you aren't growing, you're dying. Live the life that you desire. You so can do it.